Have you got my hero there, Stan?
I have got your hero. He's sitting just next to me to my left-hand side.
Oh, my gosh.
They've got this thing round West Brom where they've named the 16 greatest players of all time and made a team, a squad out of them, and there are pictures of them all up.
Right.
This fella, not just in that, he's got a lounge named after him. He's got everything named after him. I'm surprised they haven't called the ground after him. Cyril Regis. I know he's a real hero.
I love Cyril Regis. Yeah. Cyril was the one, I remember when remember they scored that goal. I think it was the one what was a goal of the season, Cyril, where you turn on the halfway line with your massive chest and then you turn and blasted it in from like 25 yards and that was it. I said, I want to be Cyril
Regis.
How's everything going, Cyril?
Everything's great, mate. Great. Can't complain.
And explain to me, what's going on with this charity thing? What's going on? It sounds like a really good thing.
Yeah, it's Brendan Batson.
Yes.
Played in the 70s, Laurie Cunningham and myself. Yep. Sadly, his wife, Cecily, died about 18 months ago. She had a brain tumour. She was looked after by St Mary's Hospice in Birmingham. And Brendan, last year, he done a bike ride to raise money. Uh-huh. And this year, we've done a bucket collection, ex-players. Myself, Ali Brown, Brendan, a few others, with St Mary's Hospice, and that's what I was doing early on before the game.
That's fantastic. So it was great. Sounds really good.
Generous. The Albion fans and the Spurs fans were very, very generous indeed.
Fantastic stuff, sir. And we'll get on to the game. I was reading something the other day. Hodden Wingy, he's having a little bit of a tete-a-tete with the manager, Roy Hodgson. He strikes me as somebody who's not going to come out and say something he doesn't mean. He said he feels that since really, when I read between the lines, since he signed his new deal, he isn't trying half as hard. And to be honest, I'm not hearing enough about Hodden Wingy. What are you thinking about how his vibe is at the moment?
I think he's had his nose pushed out a joint because Long's come in and really taken the game by storm. He's playing well, he's working hard, he's chasing the ball down, and he is number one striker. Mm. And the thing as well is they can't play together, because none of them like to come short, don't like to come in holes, to let it go on the other side. And so he's had his nose pushed out of joint. He's had a few injuries. And I think he may have a low pain threshold.
Yeah,
so,
I like that. Well,
so
put,
he's just signed a new contract, doubled his money, a bit low pain threshold, and he's had his nose pushed out of joint. And he's not come to the table at the moment. And managers give him a little bit of verbal in the papers, and he's got to react now.
And what about Roy Hodgson? I think that he's doing fantastic there. It didn't go well for him at Liverpool, and I think this suits him. And I think that he's right to come out and say that about Hodden Wingy. And I think Hodden Wingy should take it in the spirit it's given, because we're not talking about a manager who has a go at players and is trying to put the blame somewhere else. Roy Hodgson is a very respectable man, and I think he's doing a fantastic job at West Brom.
He's doing a great job at West Brom, but clearly he's frustrated. Clearly, you know, he's been talking to the physio. He wants all his players ready, and he's having to use Shane Long when he's not 100%. To have one of Wingy's thinking, well, I'm not quite right. I'm ready this week. I'm not ready this week.
Oh, God.
So I think a little bit of frustration, but he come on the last 15, 20 minutes and showed a bit of pace. But, you know, he's got to earn his right to get in the side now and shows what his character's like and how hungry he is.
Nice one. Listen, Big Sir, I don't know what to say. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't. If it wasn't for you, literally, okay, he's not my dad, ladies and gents. I don't mean that. But you really inspire me to do it.
Thank you, man.
Cyril, I love you. You know that anyway.
I know that, man.
Thanks very much.
Mutual, mate. Mutual.